Section 08 of the Law of 1 January 26, 1981. Ra, I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner, I have a question regarding what I call the advertising of the Confederation. It has to do with free will. There have been certain contacts allowed, as I understand, by the Confederation, but this is limited because of free will of those who are not oriented in such a way as to want contact. Many people on our planet want this material, but even though we disseminate it, many will not be aware that it is available. Is there any possibility of creating some effect which I would call advertising, or is this against the principle of free will? Ra, I am Ra. Consider, if you will, the path your life experience complex has taken. Consider the coincidences and odd circumstances by which one thing flowed to the next. Consider this well. Each entity will receive the opportunity that each needs. This information source beingness does not have uses in the life experience complex of each of those among your peoples who seek. Thus the advertisement is general and not designed to indicate the searching out of any particular material, but only to suggest the noumenal aspect of the illusion. Questioner, there was a portion of the material from yesterday which I will read where you say there is a certain amount of landing taking place. Some of these landings are of your own people, some are of the group known to you as Orion. My first question is, what did you mean that some of the landings are of your peoples? Ra, I am Ra. Your peoples have, at this time slash space present, the technological achievement, if you would call it that, of being able to create and fly the shape and type of craft known to you as unidentified flying objects. Unfortunately for the social memory complex vibratory rate of your peoples, these devices are not intended for the service of mankind, but for potential destructive use. This further muddles the vibratory nexus of your social memory complex, causing a situation where neither those oriented towards serving others nor those oriented towards serving self can gain the energy slash power which opens the gates to intelligent infinity for the social memory complex. This in turn causes the harvest to be small. Questioner, are these craft that are from our peoples from what we call planes that are not incarnate at this time? Where are they based? Ra, I am Ra. These of which we spoke are of third density and are part of the so-called military complex of various of your people's societal divisions or structures. The bases are varied. There are bases, as you would call them, undersea in your southern waters near the Bahamas, as well as in your Pacific seas in various places close to your Chilean borders on the water. There are bases upon your moon, as you call this satellite, which are at this time being reworked. There are bases which move about your lands. There are bases, if you would call them that, in your skies. These are the bases of your peoples, very numerous and, as we have said, potentially destructive. Questioner, where do the people who operate these craft come from? Are they affiliated with any nation on Earth? What is their source? Ra, these people come from the same place as you or I. They come from the Creator. As you intend the question, in its shallower aspect, these people are those in your and other selves' governments responsible for what you would term national security. Questioner, am I to understand then that the United States has these craft in undersea bases? Ra, I am Ra. You are correct. Questioner, how did the United States learn the technology to build these craft? Ra, I am Ra. There was a mind slash body slash spirit complex known to your people by the vibratory sound complex, Nicola. This entity departed the illusion and the papers containing the necessary understandings were taken by mind slash body slash spirit complexes serving your security of national divisional complex. Thus your people became privy to the basic technology. In the case of those mind slash body slash spirit complexes which you call Russians, the technology was given from one of the Confederation in an attempt, approximately 27 of your years ago, to share information and bring about peace among your peoples. The entities giving this information were in error, but we did many things at the end of this cycle in attempts to aid your harvest, from which we learn the folly of certain types of aid. That is a contributing factor to our more cautious approach at this date, even as the need is power upon power greater, and your people's call is greater and greater. Questioner, I am puzzled by these craft which have undersea bases. Is this technology sufficient to overshadow all other armaments? Do we have the ability to just fly in these craft, or are they just craft for transport? What is the basic mechanism of their power source? It's really hard to believe, is what I'm saying. Ra, I am Ra. The craft are perhaps misnamed in some instances. It would be more appropriate to consider them as weaponry. The energy used is that of the field of electromagnetic energy which polarizes the Earth's sphere. The weaponry is of two basic kinds, that which is called by your people's psychotronic and that which is called by your people's particle beam. The amount of destruction which is contained in this technology is considerable, and the weapons have been used in many cases to alter weather patterns and to enhance the vibratory change which engulfs your planet at this time. Questioner, how have they been able to keep this a secret? Why aren't these craft in use for transport? Ra, the governments of each of your societal division illusions desire to refrain from publicity so that the surprise may be retained in case of hostile action from what your peoples call enemies. Questioner, how many of these craft does the United States have? Ra, I am Ra. The United States has 573 at this time. They are in the process of adding to this number? Questioner, what is the maximum speed of one of these craft? Ra, I am Ra. The maximum speed of these craft is equal to the Earth energy squared. This field varies. The limit is approximately one half the light speed, as you would call it. This is due to imperfections in design. Questioner, would this type of craft come close to solving many of the energy problems as far as transport goes? Ra, I am Ra. The technology your peoples possess at this time is capable of resolving each and every limitation which plagues your social memory complex at this present nexus of experience. However, the concerns of some of your beings with distortions towards what you would call powerful energy cause these solutions to be withheld until the solutions are so needed that those with the distortion can then become further distorted in the direction of power. Questioner, you also said that some of the landings at this time were of the Orion group. Why did the Orion group land here? What is their purpose? Ra, I am Ra. Their purpose is conquest, unlike those of the Confederation who wait for the calling. The so-called Orion group calls itself to conquest. Questioner, specifically, what do they do when they land? Ra, there are two types of landings. In the first, entities among your peoples are taken on their craft and programmed for future use. There are two or three levels of programming. First, the level that will be discovered by those who do research. Second, a triggering program. Third, a second and most deep triggering program, crystallizing the entity, thereby rendering it lifeless and useful as a kind of beacon. This is a form of landing. The second form is that of landing beneath the Earth's crust, which is entered from water. Again, in the general area of your South American and Caribbean areas and close to the so-called Northern Pole. The bases of these people are underground. Questioner, what's the objective with respect to the conquest of the Orion group? Ra, I am Ra. As we have said previously, their objective is to locate certain mind/body/spirit complexes which vibrate in resonance with their own vibrational complex. Then to enslave the UN elite, as you may call those who are not of the Orion vibration. Questioner, was the landing at Pascagoula in 1973 when Charlie Hickson was taken aboard this type of landing? Ra, I am Ra. The landing of which you speak was what you would call an anomaly. It was neither the Orion influence nor our peoples in thought form, but rather a planetary entity of your own vibration which came through quarantine in all innocence in a random landing. Questioner: what did they do to Charlie Hickson when they took him on board? Ra: I am Ra. They used his mind/body/spirit complex's life experience, concentrating upon the experience of the complexes of what you call war. Questioner: how did they use them? Ra: I am Ra. The use of experience is to learn. Consider a race who watches a movie. It experiences a story and identifies with the feelings, perceptions, and experiences of the hero. Questioner: was Charlie Hickson originally of the same social memory complex of the ones who picked him up? Ra: I am Ra. This entity of vibratory sound complex did not have a connection with those who used him. Questioner: did those who used him use his war experiences to learn more of the law of one? Ra: I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: did the entities who picked him up have the normal configuration? His description of them was rather unusual. Ra: I am Ra. The configuration of their beings is their normal configuration. The unusualness is not remarkable. We ourselves, when we chose a mission among your peoples, needed to study your peoples, for had we arrived in no other form than our own, we would have been perceived as light. Questioner: what density were the entities who picked up Charlie Hickson from? Ra: I am Ra. The entities in whom you show such interest are third density beings of a fairly advanced order. We should express the understanding to you that these entities would not have used the mind/body/spirit complex, Charlie, except for the resolve of this entity before incarnation to be of service. Questioner: what was the home or origin of the entities who picked up Charlie? Ra: I am Ra. These entities are of the Sirius galaxy. Questioner: the most startling information that you have given me, which I must admit that I'm having difficulty believing, is that the United States has 573 craft of the type which you described. How many people of United States designation are aware of these craft, including those who operate them? Ra: I am Ra. The number of your peoples varies, for there are needs to communicate at this particular time/space nexus, so that the number is expanding at this time. The approximate number is 1,500. It is only approximate, for as your illusory time/space continuum moves from present to present at this nexus, many are learning. Questioner: where are these craft constructed? Ra: these craft are constructed one by one into locations, in the desert or arid regions of your so-called New Mexico and in the desert or arid regions of your so-called Mexico, both installations being under the ground. Questioner: am I to believe that the United States actually has a manufacturing plant in Mexico? Ra: I am Ra. I spoke thusly. May I, at this time, reiterate that this type of information is very shallow and of no particular consequence compared to the study of the law of one. However, we carefully watch these developments in hopes that your peoples are able to be harvested in peace. Questioner: I am totally aware that this line of questioning is of totally no consequence at all, but this particular information is so startling to me that it makes me question your validity on this. Up until this point I was in agreement with everything you had said. This is very startling to me. It just does not seem possible to me that this secret could have been kept for 27 years, and that we are operating these craft. I apologize for my attitude, but I thought that I would be very honest. It is unbelievable to me that we would operate a plant in Mexico, outside of the United States, to build these craft. Maybe I'm mistaken. These craft are physical craft built by physical people. Could I go get in one and ride in one? Is that correct? Ra: I am Ra. This is incorrect. You could not ride one. The United States, as you call your society divisional complex, creates these as a type of weapon. Questioner: There are no occupants then? No pilot, shall I say? Ra, I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, how are they controlled? Ra, I am Ra. They are controlled by computer from a remote source of data. Questioner, why do we have a plant in Mexico? Ra, I am Ra. The necessity is both for dryness of the ground and for a near total lack of population. Therefore, your so-called government and the so-called government of your neighboring geographical vicinity arranged for an underground installation. The government officials who agreed did not know the use to which their land would be put, but thought it a governmental research installation for use in what you would call bacteriological warfare. Questioner, is this the type of craft that Dan Fry was transported in? Ra, I am Ra. The one known as Daniel was, in thought form, transported by Confederation thought form vehicular illusion in order to give this mind-slash-body-slash-spirit complex data so that we might see how this type of contact aided your people in the uncovering of the intelligent infinity behind the illusion of limits. Questioner, would it be possible for any of us to have contact with the Confederation in a more direct way? Ra, I am Ra. In observing the distortions of those who underwent this experiential sequence, we decided to gradually back off, shall I say, from direct contact in thought form. The least distortion seems to be available in mind-to-mind communication. Therefore, the request to be taken aboard is not one we care to comply with. You are most valuable in your present orientation. Questioner, the reason that I have questioned you so much and so carefully about the craft which you say the United States government operates is that if we include this in the book, it will create numerous problems. It is something that I am considering leaving out of the book entirely, or I am going to have to question you in considerable detail about it. It's difficult to even question in this area, but I would like to ask a few more questions about it with the possible option of leaving it in the book. What is the diameter of the craft which the United States has? Ra, I am Ra. I suggest that this be the last question for this session. We will speak as you deem fit in further sessions, asking you to be guided by your own discernment only. The approximate diameter, given several model changes, is 23 of your feet, as you measure. May we ask at this time if you have a needed short query before we end this session? Questioner, is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable? Ra, I am Ra. The instrument is well balanced. It is possible to make small corrections in the configuration of the spine of the instrument that it be straighter. Continue also to continually monitor the placement and orientation of the symbols used. This particular session, the sensor is slightly offened, therefore, this instrument will experience a slight discomfort. Questioner, is the sensor off in respect to angle or in respect to lateral displacement? Ra, I am Ra. There is an approximate 3 degrees displacement from proper perpendicularity. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one creator. Adonai.